In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. So this past week, I spent an awful lot of time in the basement at the rectory. If I'm honest with you, it's because I was busy doing lots and lots of laundry. You know those little jobs where you've got one piece of clothing that says wash separately, line dry? I'm not very good at those. And so what happens is both Angela and I will create a little pile down in the basement. And as the months go by, the pile gets bigger and bigger until finally it becomes clear that we need to deal with it. So I'll get the drying rack out, I'll move things aside, set it all up, and prepare for a 24-hour period of laundry time. And so I was in the basement moving everything and waiting for gentle cycles to finish. And I just kept noticing as I looked around at all the stuff that we have in the basement. We've been at 14 Melody Lane now for just about 9 years. And it is amazing all the things that have started to accumulate. Some of them are things that we bought that we actually use somewhat frequently. But most of them are things that have been there a long time and have done one thing. Accumulate dust. You know what I'm talking about, right? And so I was trying to tidy things up and make it so I could actually move around and get the drying rack out and get the folding table all taken care of. But all that stuff, the accumulation of things that people have given to us and things that we have taken with us, it just made it hard to move. It made it hard to do what we needed to do to get the laundry done. It isn't just basements where this happens, right? It happens in our lives. Who here has ever learned something about themselves? And they've held on to that knowledge about themselves for years on end, and then realized maybe what you learned wasn't true. Have you ever had self-doubt or questions or a sense of not being good enough or smart enough or strong enough or competent enough and held that belief with yourself for years on end only to discover finally that that baggage, that stuff, that idea, that habit was getting in the way of being who you truly are? I've had that happen. And the fact is it's easy for us to gather those ideas about ourselves and those ideas about others, but it can be hard to let go of them sometimes. I say all of this because this morning, that first reading which we heard about David and Goliath, a story that we probably know, but we probably don't pay that much attention to, it's got some really interesting truth mixed into the story. It's got this story of a young man who is confident, a young man who is certain that God is with him. And he is on the side of a battle where everybody is afraid. They are convinced that the other army that's coming against them is going to decimate them. And what's more, that other army has this incredible, huge, powerful, well-known warrior, Goliath. And nobody is willing to fight Goliath. Absolutely no one. And so David stands up and he says, I'll do it. No problem. I've been fighting bears and lions since I was a youth. This guy's got nothing on me. Everybody thinks he's crazy. Finally, the king of Israel agrees to let David go out in battle. And he does what any respectable king would do. He gives all the accoutrement that's necessary for war to this fighter. Here's a helmet. Here's some chainmail. Here's some armor. Here's my sword. Here's my shield. He just piles all of the necessary equipment on David. And you have this humorous picture of David being strapped down and covered. And literally, according to scripture, he wasn't able to walk. He's so burdened, so buried under all this stuff that has been given to him that isn't truly who he is. And David is able to do what is hard for us. He's able to take it off, throw it to the side, and say, I don't need this helmet. I don't need this thing that's been in my basement for 40 years. I don't need this belief about myself. I don't need to see others in this way. What I need is faith in God. And with that faith, I can do what I need to do. I can be who I need to be. And then nimble and quick, he runs to the line, hearing all of the taunts and the foul language of Goliath. And he takes that stone, and Goliath falls. God shows himself faithful to David. Earlier today at the 8 o'clock service, we welcomed Callie Rose Tammy into the waters of baptism. She was marked as Christ's own forever. And as I think about all that armor and the shields and the swords that Saul tried to put on David, all that baggage that we can put on ourselves in the course of life, baptism is so different than that. It involves a forehead placed over that baptismal font in the back, three little scoops of water, dried off the forehead. The most that you really have left over is some wet hair, right? A little oil in the shape of the cross smeared on a forehead. A candle given, prayers, family, friends. And in that light, easy, and beautiful action, something powerful happens. She was marked by Christ. She was claimed by God. The Holy Spirit entered her, and she was empowered to begin a journey of following Jesus. She was not given boxes full of stuff. She was not given huge helmets and breastplates. No, she was given what truly matters: the power and the presence of the God of life and love. The power and the presence of the one who today in the gospel is able to stand in the midst of the storms of life, storms that threaten to sink us and endanger us, and simply say, "Be still." And peace came on those waters. I wonder what it would be for us to be able to let go of all the stuff that we've gathered, all the ideas and beliefs that we've gathered, and live a life that's simple and free, remembering that we are marked as Christ's own forever, just as Callie was. Now, for the past 3 weeks, we've been looking into little things that we can do over the course of the week to help us grow as followers of Jesus. We talked about Sabbath and watching for God, and we've talked about, you know, looking for one little change we can make in our life. We've talked about all kinds of little things. And here in the Episcopal Church, when we do things for 3 weeks in a row, it becomes a tradition, right? And when things become a tradition, then we start saying, "We've always done it that way," right? So I've got to try to get a little application like that today, because we've always done it this way. All summer long now, we've been doing this. So here's my one basic, simple question for you to take with you this week. As we've heard this story of David and Goliath, and we've thought about Callie's baptism, which happened earlier today, what's one thing, one idea about yourself or about others that you think God might want you to drop or get rid of, so that you could be more truly who you are? Now, let me be clear. Nancy is not the one thing we should get rid of. So Nancy, we're going to give you the chance to... No, okay. I had to make clear it wasn't that. What is the one thing? What's one thing that makes you question yourself? Makes you hard on yourself? Makes you doubt that God might be with you? What's the one thing in your life that impacts how you look at other people and how you look for the image of Christ in them and keeps you from doing that? What's that habit or that crutch that you keep falling back to that ultimately isn't truly who you are? What's the helmet that's been put on your head, or the breastplate that's been strapped to your chest, or the sword that's so heavy you can hardly pick it up? What's the shield that keeps you from moving and trusting that God is with you, that you are loved, that the one who can still the storm is right there next to you. Friends, today we have that invitation from Christ to let go, to trust, to know that the clutter in our basements, the clutter in our hearts, the fear in our mind, that isn't who we are. We are Christ's. And he will walk with us. He will not leave our side. So drop the shield. Drop the sword. Be strong in the presence of God alone. Amen.